ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's health minister says the country recorded 2,003 new HIV infections in 2025. That's up from 1,583 just a year earlier. Dr. Antonio Larrabalavu says the 27% increase in new infections is a serious concern to the government. He told Parliament that the infections had spread across all sectors of society and no longer limited to high-risk groups, as statistics in 2024 showed. But he says the government is still not yet equipped to push back the epidemic.
The latest figures confirm that HIV is worsening and spreading beyond the initial outbreak. In 2025, we recorded 2,003 new diagnoses, up from 1,583 in 2024, with the national rate diagnosis rising to 226 per 100,000 population, up to 13 per 100,000 in 2019, a 17-fold increase. Men remain more affected, but the gap is narrowing, showing that infection is increasingly affecting women and families. This is also reflected in pregnancy surveillance. National antenatal HIV prevalence is now estimated at 3.1%. At CWM, it has risen sharply to 3.7% in 2025, rising from 0.34% in 2023 to 1.82% in 2024. When HIV is rising in antenatal clinics, it tells us this is no longer an outbreak in one population group. It is increasingly present in the wider community, and babies are now at risk. Last year, we estimated that 59 babies were born with HIV, up from 31 cases in 2024. On average, at least one baby died of HIV each month in 2025. In light of this, government action must now match the urgency of the epidemic.
And that there was Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Antonio Larrabalavu, speaking in Parliament and highlighting a further increase in new HIV cases in the country.